From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, a tender conversation that takes us away from or maybe inside the headlines. What's it like to accidentally kill someone?
But first, today, the United Kingdom joined the international coalition to fight ISIS in Iraq. The British Parliament was called back to the House of Commons to debate and vote, although it didn't sound like much of a debate at all. Going into it, the heads of the three major political parties in Britain all agreed with Prime Minister David Cameron that airstrikes were necessary. Here is Cameron making his case.
This is about psychopathic terrorists that are trying to kill us, and we do have to realise that whether we like it or not, they have already declared war on us. There isn't a walk-on-by option. There isn't an option of just hoping this will go away, as I've just said.
Cameron also said that ISIS could pose a threat at home in the UK. Officials believe at least 500 people from Britain have gone to fight with militants in the region and fear they could return to the UK as radicals. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in London following the debate and the vote in the UK today. He joins us now. And Ari, what exactly did Parliament authorize with today's vote?
They authorized airstrikes in Iraq. They said there will be no boots on the ground. They said for the moment, at least, this won't expand into Syria. But until now, the UK had been playing kind of a supporting role doing transportation, communications, intelligence stuff. The six or so fighter jets that the UK Air Force is going to deploy are not going to make a military difference in the outcome of this fight. But for the United States, which is trying to recruit a global community and build a big coalition, it's important to have this vote that says the UK is on board as well, particularly given that the UK was such an early supporter of the 2001 Afghan War and the 2003 Iraq War.
And as we said, not a lot of debate in Parliament, but were there members of Parliament in opposition to this plan?
Well, you're right. Not a lot of debate. The final vote was 524-43. Hmm. So it was a little bit lopsided. There was opposition, though, and the opposition seemed to fall into two camps. One camp said, how is this going to be any different? Haven't we learned any lessons from the disastrous wars of the last decade? And the other camp said, will this really work? You're promising no boots on the ground. You're saying we're only going to drop bombs on Iraq. But is that really enough to fight this threat?
What about the idea that ISIS poses a threat within the UK? And we talked about the fact that the government there is saying 500 British citizens have gone to the Middle East to fight alongside ISIS militants. What's the UK doing about that threat at home that they believe is there?
Yeah, it's a big concern, and it's not only British citizens. All over Europe, you have citizens hopping, you know, cheap and expensive flights to Turkey, crossing the border and signing up for what they think is going to be a grand adventure and turns out to be this kind of, you know, sadistic, horrible civil war. You have a combination of approaches. There are education programs. There are new restrictions limiting the ability of travel of people who are believed to have gone to join the fight over there. You also, just in the last couple of days, we saw British police stage an operation that arrested 9 people and charged them with membership in a terrorist organization, one of them being a prominent Islamist cleric. We don't know a lot of details about those arrests, but clearly there's a multifaceted approach and a real concern about the threat these people could pose if they come back to the UK.
We also heard Prime Minister Cameron sort of set expectations for the people of the UK. Let's listen to some more of him speaking today.
We want to see ISIL degraded and then destroyed as a serious terrorist force. But let me be frank, we should not expect this to happen quickly. The hallmarks of this campaign will be patience and persistence, not shock and awe.
Ari, how are British people feeling about this?
Well, there was one poll out today that says 57% of Brits support UK airstrikes in Iraq. I should say this is the same poll that said it was a tie going into the Scottish independence vote, and actually it was a 10-point difference. So
right.
Take that with a grain of salt. There is a real war weariness on behalf of the British people. Just last year, Prime Minister David Cameron asked Parliament to vote in favor of airstrikes against the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, and Parliament voted against it. So going into this vote, he was really careful about lining up political support, as you mentioned, getting a specific request from the Prime Minister of Iraq saying, we want Western military help, saying this is not about regime change, it's about supporting a democratically elected government. He is aware of the war weariness that is there and was very, very cautious to get all of his ducks in a row before going into this vote.
So what about Syria? As we mentioned, this is just about airstrikes in Iraq. Is the UK considering, as France has done and other countries in the region, getting involved with airstrikes that the US is conducting in Syria?
Well, considering in an abstract way, perhaps, but there is no proposal on the table for the UK to get involved in airstrikes in Syria. This authorization of airstrikes in Iraq is a first step, and Prime Minister Cameron left open the door to possibly expanding it into Syria and saying that, of course, ISIS must be fought in both places, but right now he seems to be willing to leave the fight in Syria up to other countries.
NPR's Ari Shapiro joining us from London to talk about today's vote in the parliament to authorize UK involvement in airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq. Ari, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.